The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
It's Monday in America, and you're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. This week, joining me, J.C. Carter.
Hello.
And Tiffany Steck.
Hi.
Hey.
Yay.
I don't know what the participation level of Tiffany's going to be as she keeps looking over her shoulder to watch a football game.
I'm here.
Because her fantasy football stuff is doing whatever they do.
Yeah, we got lots of football games today. But here I am.
Me, all I want to do is take the day off and watch soccer.
We could sports all day. We need two screens now in our house. We need two screens. One for your football game and one for my football game.
There you go. That's not decadent. Honest to God, I've got a piece of shit TV stuck in the closet that we just haven't hung up because I don't have a swing arm for it.
You can use it.
Well, there you go. Where the hell are we going to hang it?
Wherever you want. I want that one.
You want that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll hang the other one.
They got a decent swing arm you can pick up at the Harbor Freight that's a single stud swing arm. And it's not too expensive. So it was only like $30.
I like that. I think that. It's a pipe dream right now.
I had to order mine through them directly because going into the store, they just didn't have them. But yeah.
Maybe we're onto something. Like, first, it's the blankets. We have our own blankets to sleep with at night. That's a game changer. And maybe we need our own TV screens.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not at all.
Nope. And we can play them through our phones because we have Roku.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got a spare Roku running around here somewhere. I don't know where the hell it is, but we used to have one out on the front TV, and now it's just a Amazon Fire TV.
Oh, yeah.
That was nuts. It was a 4K TV. It was 58 inches. Huge fucking TV. And I got it on one of those lightning sales on Amazon for like $150. And I was like, this is the best deal ever. There's no way this will bite me in the ass. This TV turns itself on and off.
Yeah, it does.
Constantly logs you out of apps. Does not like anything non-Amazon run on it. It's very frustrating. But when it works, the picture is just really nice.
That was a fun surprise. That's what you said. You have a surprise coming.
Yeah, I did.
Having just got a 4K TV... that was my mom's. I didn't know anything about it. It was like, well, that's a bigger TV than I've got. Nobody's claiming it, so I'm going to bring it home. And I brought it home, hooked it up, and I was like, hey, this is a 4K TV. Holy shit.
Nice.
Everything looks like I'm looking through somebody's window to watch them. This is weird. I love it.
We just need...
Even old shows from the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. We just need couches that we can sit comfortably on and watch.
Yeah, it's murder furniture out there.
It's awful.
They're bad.
Yeah.
So we're never out there.
Yeah, I grabbed my mom's old... Well, it was a Lazy Boy for myself, a Lazy Boy recliner. And then she had a hide-a-bed. And I got to tell you, it's the first couch we've had that didn't sink because there's a hide-a-bed under it.
Yeah.
You know? And you get so used to these things sinking down where you can't even get up out of it after you've been sitting there for a while. And it's like the hide-a-bed just makes – it's a game changer because of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like game changers.
I mind you, getting that fucking hide-a-bed into my house was not fun, but we managed – somehow we made it work.
They never are fun.
Angus had to take a measurement of arm to arm and then floor to ceiling just to convince himself that we could get it in the house.
Oh gosh, I've been there before.
He was convinced we're not getting this in the house. We're not getting this out. We're stuck in the doorway of the the front doorway, trying to get it lifted up so we could get it lifted up vertically, and then we could drop it into the living room and then swing it into position. And he's like, "It's not going to fit. It's not going to fit. Hang on, let me take a measurement." He took a measurement and then he measured. He's like, "Oh, we got 4 inches clearance. We should be able to get this in here." I'm like, "I know. Let's do it."
Did you yell pivot?
Pivot.
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 He, you know, once he believed me, then it was easy. Then he was like, "Okay, I know what to do now." And I'm like, "Okay, glad you believe me."
They've got to grow into it, buddy. They've got to grow into it.
Yeah.
You know, we try and raise them right. We try and get them to hold the goddamn flashlight still, and they don't. You yell at it. It's from one generation passed to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when it comes to size space relations, which we know dudes are pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just saying, packing a car. I'm amazing.
I'm amazing.
Well, yeah, but you're always amazing.
That's true.
Yeah. So, so you hang in there, buddy.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
He's learning. He's learning.
It's, yep. How many couches has he had the opportunity to move, you know, in his life? Not that many. Couple?
Yeah. Couple, yeah. Three. Yeah.
You got to have faith that the doorway is going to take the girth.
And not your fingers off.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Michelle picked up a couch she found at DI that looks Victorian. It's got like a big arch, you know, the way the Victorian backs were arched and kind of scrolled.
Oh, I am so surprised.
Gorgeous, gorgeous looking couch. I was like, "It's not going to fit." She goes, "Yeah, we can get it in." I'm like, "Hang on." Took a measurement of the width of all sizes of, you know, every way we could get it in the door, and then the door, and it was like always too big for the door. So I wound up living on our back porch, our back patio, because I'm like, I can't get it in the house.
It is. You got those 1940s doors.
Mm-hmm.
We rented a house in Lehigh, and they had built it. But they had built it with the sectional inside the downstairs and could not get it back out. So we had to buy it. We purchased it. And when we moved out, we had to take out the windows in the basement to get it out the window. Yeah, it was a mess.
I'd do that now. I'd give just about anything for a fucking sectional.
And it was a nice sectional.
Cannot afford one right now.
It's so nice. My favorite.
I would like some comfy furniture. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You know what I like?
Mm.
I like a nice night at the theater, surrounded by the glitz and the glamour of artists performing at the peak of their talent.
Mm-hmm.
The music washes over you and transports you to a different time and place, to where you are now a part of this story being told upon a stage. So, you know, I don't know what do you when you're at the theater, do you throw in a hand job just for fun?
Usually not. No. Depends on the play.
Depends on the theater.
Depends on the play.
Is it a black box? Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely in a black box. But yeah, it's it depends on the play. Yeah. But even the plays we've done that had full nudity and everything, it's like, yeah, not working for me that way.
Feels, I still, one of those shows,
uncomfortable. Yeah.
One of those shows I went to see because of you, and it was Stoddard? Did he have his wiener?
Yeah.
And some other kid both had their wieners out in the show. And, I mean, the show was way deeper than that. It wasn't about wieners. I was standing next to the second kid.
After the show,
I was like, hey, buddy, nice dick. he's like, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. That was so uncomfortable. I was just like, my God, man.
Good job with that dick there, buddy. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Way to go. God did not have a sense of humor when he built your proportions, you little fucker.
You bastard.
Yeah. Yep. He went, put this boy in North Hollywood. And he ended up in Utah, and I saw his wiener. It was okay. You had naked ladies in that show too, as I recalled.
Yep, a naked lady that was built very well, but like I said, not one that I would normally lean over and give a hand job for.
Yeah, so there we are. Let's pretend. Okay, you and I are at the theater. Okay. I reach over. I take your right hand, and I place it upon my right breast.
Yes.
And then, according to the video, I reach over and vigorously punch you in the nuts over and over and over again.
Exactly.
Because that's what it looked like. And then I vape. I do some vaping.
Patron from hell.
And then
because it was good for you, apparently.
Yeah, there you go. That Karen behind me with the baby on board Karen. T-shirt.
Yep.
You know, is all like, could you stop vaping and jerking off this dude? And you go, do you know who I am? And it's like, well, yeah.
Fortunately.
And now everybody else is going to know, too. So she gets kicked out. We're talking about Lauren Boebert, obviously.
Yes.
I would never, ever punch John in the dick. Unless he asked real nice and was wearing that black leather blindfold about him a few years ago that I just never see you wearing anymore. And so, nothing. That's fine.
Nothing. It's at the bottom of the drawer. It's at the bottom of my drawer. I haven't been able to find it for a while.
It's all love. Yeah. And so, anyway, so she did that. She did all that. She got kicked out. And the reporter or somebody was like, hey, what happened? She's like, I didn't do any of that shit. Those people kicked me out because they don't like Republicans or some dipshit nonsense like that. At which point the theater's like, yeah, go fuck yourself. Here's the video. Here's you getting fondled. Here's you, you instigating a fondle, which is fine. I'm fine with that. You know, I like an aggressive lady.
Oh, yeah.
And tell me what to do. Just maybe not in public.
Maybe not in the middle of a crowded theater. And then, oh, she, the vaping thing, she was like, oh, no, her rep or somebody was like, no, there was a fog machine. The lady didn't realize that's what it was.
Stupid.
And then you literally see her vaping in the video. And I'm like, yeah.
Candy-ass fog machine. Smells a lot like marijuana.
Exactly.
Now, before we get to the actual story, there is a movement right now, a messaging movement, so nothing that's ever going to go anywhere or happen. But if Hunter Biden is in trouble and being indicted because of using drugs and lying on his application to buy a weapon and saying that he didn't do drugs, if that's what he's all in trouble for, well, I believe that means that the House Ethics Committee can subpoena that little vape pen and find out just what she had in it.
Find out if it was nicotine or if it was CBD oil.
So she lied her ass off.
I went to a show many years ago, back in college. We were down in southern Utah for a tournament or something.
Yeah.
And we got they gave us tickets to go see this, to go see the show they were doing at that time at SUU. And I was the only one who was interested, so I wound up going by myself to see it. I'm seated. You know, the theater is crowded. This couple next to me cuddles up to each other. And the dude who was, it was like me, the girl, and the dude. And the dude has his hand on her, and he's like got his hand on her garments, because this is Utah.
Sexy.
And they're Mormon. And he starts rubbing his hand up and down her garments. And all I can hear, because they aren't like just silky fabric, they were kind of a meshy fabric, and you could just hear the zzz, zzz, zzz of his fingers going up and down on the garments. And I was like, I'm gonna complain at intermission if they're still here.
I don't know if you know this or not, but that zit 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 noise, that is a Mormon aphrodisiac.
It is. It had to have been, because when I came back from intermission, they were gone, and they did not come back for the second half of the show.
They were out in the car making business.
Exactly. And I was very happy about that, because I was like, I want to watch this play. Clearly you don't, because you're busy zitting each other. I didn't look over to see if she was giving him a handy, but she probably was. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Patrons are crazy. I'm going to, forevermore, I'm going to refer to patrons as Boberts when they are behaving badly.
There you go. Somebody get that Bobert out of out of the third row.
Yeah.
How's your security camera set up?
We have lots. we have them everywhere.
I know in the main theater you've got a ton of them.
Yeah.
Like pointing at everything.
Yeah.
like all the audience and everything. But at the upstairs theater, we only had like one when we got vandalized.
Oh, right. In their Regent. Yeah.
Yeah. At the Regent upstairs, there was only one camera. And we were lucky that one was on, basically, to find out who vandalized us. Yeah. So actually, no, that one wasn't turned on. So we didn't actually see the vandalism. We saw the actor go in and we saw the actor leave during the time period that we knew it was vandalized. So
that's how you
know. He was the only one who came in and out of the theater until Stoddard went there to get everything open and set up and discovered the vandalism.
That was really bad. That's when I had just started my job there when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So after the theater dropped all of the video onto the internet.
Happily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Bobert's like, okay, I lied.
Well, the dumb thing, if you're taking pictures, you know that other people are taking pictures. And if other people are going to recognize you, why wouldn't you be on your best behavior at all times? That's just common sense.
Honestly, because I usually can't stop whatever it is I'm doing.
Your bad behavior.
My bad behavior when it pops out, my juvenile behavior. I have no control over any of that.
That would be fine for me. Nobody recognizes me, but people recognize you. We go out and you're recognizable.
Hello.
Yeah.
I am just a human like you. I just can do this with my voice. That's all.
People are always recognizing you. It's crazy.
It's the hat.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, it's why I wear the goddamn hat.
It's the hat and the hair. Everybody knows, Jeff.
I wore a ball cap. I had to wash the old cowboy hat the other day and forgot to get it out of the dishwasher. And it was dripping wet. And so I had to throw on a ball cap. And one of the girls from the pet food store popped out. Who are you? And I'm like, what? And I turn around. She goes, oh, what's different?
Your head.
I had people coming in the shop introducing themselves to me. I had one regular customer.
Oh, you customer. Must be new here. Let me let you know who I am.
One regular customer goes, what'd you do? Trim your beard? Get a haircut? What'd you do? I'm like, I'm wearing a different hat. And they went, oh. And it is. It's. I mean, it's a good geeky hat. It's my Star Trek shipyards, San Francisco shipyards hat.
Oh, that's a good
from
hat.
Starfleet. It's a good. It's a good hat. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's round up some news real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has asked the judge in his federal elections case to step aside.
Of course, he has.
She had some things to say. Now, I'm just saying, she didn't know this case was going to fall in her lap.
Right.
You know, and so she was doing some of the prosecution or some of the judging for the prosecution of the dipshits that stormed the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had a couple of quotes such as the following. This was nothing less than an attempt to violently overthrow the government, illegally, lawfully, peacefully elected government by individuals who were mad that their guy lost. She later added, it's blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free to this day. Ms. Trump's lawyers are saying that she implied that he should be locked up. I think she was teasing the January 6th guys with, hey, that asshole you guys did this for not only didn't pardon you, but he lives on a fucking country club.
Yep. Yeah.
That's about what that feels like. Yeah. But Joe Biden... it was announced this week that the Republican House of Representatives was going to start an impeachment inquiry.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Yeah, but maybe they can't because it was just announced. It wasn't voted on by the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin McCarthy back in 2019 was like, this doesn't count if the whole body doesn't vote for it. And then he did exactly that. But it turns out that a piece of documentation from the Trump era, Biden can refile that. And because they didn't take a vote, they could just stop.
Mm-hmm.
He could just end it.
Trump and McCarthy and those guys basically wrote not necessarily a law, but a rule that said if the whole Congress does not vote on it, it can be blocked by anybody that's like the speaker or by the president. And Trump did that so that when the next impeachment thing came up for the next evil thing he did, he could block it if they didn't take a vote.
But they took votes on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes.
I think it was because Nancy was really pushing it on the first one, and they said they were like, okay, here's how we stop it from the next one. And the next one, she was like, okay, well, if that's the rule, then we all vote on it. And that was all there was to it. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah.
I'm going to take this last article and push it over to the next segment because we're up against the 20. We're mm-hmm. going to take a break real quick. Pay attention to the commercials. They're super important, as you know. And we'll be back on the other side with some Republican news.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different. You talk different. You draw different. You listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com DEFEN Media.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
The first count of Jack Smith's indictment of Donald Trump, the one from August 1st, mm-hmm. alleges that Trump used knowingly false claims of election fraud in a conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Between the election and January 6th, 2021... Trump was aware that he and his allies were losing state and federal lawsuits. I believe there were 61 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one won. And I, for the life of me, can't remember what it was, but it was something that didn't matter.
It was so minor, it had no effect on the election numbers at all. Yeah.
Trump also knew that no state legislatures were acting to change Electoral College votes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so basically, what we've put together, besides persisting in his claims of election fraud after having mm-hmm. been told by authoritative sources that they were totally baseless, Trump showed in other ways that he was uninterested in facts and evidence. He pressured DOJ officials, telling them, just say the election was corrupt, leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Tried to install an ally as acting attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
That one was nuts. And like half of the Justice Department and the White House counsel's office were like, yeah, if you do that, we're quitting, all at the same time. Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes.
Which Raffensperger smartly recorded him asking that question.
When Raffensperger sought to give Trump a link to a site disproving one of his fraud claims, Trump responded, I don't care about a link. I don't need it. I have a much better link.
I got your link right here.
Yep. John Eastman assured Pence that he had unilateral authority to halt Congress's electoral vote certification, which he did not.
He did not, no.
When pressed, admitted it had never been tested in court.
Mm-hmm.
Pence exclaimed to Trump, did you hear that? Even your own counsel saying I have the... Your own counsel's not saying I have the authority. Trump replied, "That's okay. I prefer the other suggestion that the vice president could act on his own to stop the official count." On January 6th, Trump falsely tweeted that many states wanted to decertify. They do now, some of them. And I wouldn't say it was a lot. But, I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, you can't lay that out any clearer.
No.
At this point. Charlie Kirk, Republican with a giant head and a tiny face.
So true. He really does.
Yeah.
It's like all of his features just slid to the middle of his face.
Yeah. Right-wing activist leader Charlie Kirk says Donald Trump movement exists because Republicans, quote, want a white Obama. I don't think they do. There's plenty of smooth talking, you know, Republican politicians that can give speech. Trump cannot.
Yeah, Trump is terrible at that. Yeah.
No, he would, you know, you got to think, imagine his speechwriters, you know, just sitting there cringing the whole time because they know the second he goes off prompter, he's going to say some shit that they're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble for that. Yeah.
He makes Jeb Bush look inspirational.
Mm-hmm. And I would argue the GOP already had their Obama, their white Obama. His name was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I think we improved on that model.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, we did, clearly. I mean, but Reagan, if you want the great, he was always called the great orator because he could speak, he could give just the best speeches. Until Obama, I didn't feel like we had, well, Clinton was really good. But after Clinton, I didn't feel we had, I mean, Bush could not find a coherent sentence with both hands and a flashlight. And then, but Obama was, a great orator. So
I do. I still, I was reading one of his tweets yesterday and, it was in his voice. That's my Obama. It's all right.
That's pretty good.
So while broadcasting from a pastor's summit on Wednesday, Kirk suggested GOP voters had racist motivations when they chose Trump for president in 2016. Quote.
What?
I mean, no shit, dummy.
Yeah.
But, quote, the Obama movement was larger than life. They rode this idea of candidate enthusiasm and this idea of hope and change and all that. But you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And Obama got reelected in 2012. But then Republican voters said, our turn. We want a white Obama. Kirk said Trump was the only candidate who could fill that role. He probably was. Let's be honest.
Actually, I'll take it back. They had a white Obama. Mitt Romney really wasn't, except for being GOP and being a generally shitty person, policy-wise, everything, he really wasn't that different from Obama. So there was their white Obama.
I don't know. I believe that Obama would never quote, who let the dogs out?
No. He would not.
Without it being inside the bubble of its original popularity, and he was singing along, not being a white business fella talking to black teens and exactly. Not knowing what to say.
So cringy.
But is hello that not there. A white thing? Such a white thing to do.
Hello
so
there, black youth. Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof.
Yep.
I am Mitt Romney. I like hot dogs.
And he's the reason why these Dutch Brothers coffees are all over Utah.
Because Romney is?
Yeah.
Oh.
He didn't invest in them. It's because, remember, he had the coffee ice cream. And they said, aren't you supposed to not drink coffee? He goes, oh, no, it's fine when it's cold.
What?
And all of a sudden, cold coffee went up everywhere in Utah because of him. Yeah.
I'll take it. Though I find Dutch Brothers weird to order at.
Yeah.
I just want an iced coffee with cream in it, and they do not seem to be able to fulfill that for me, but they can sure as shit make it look like a fucking pint of Guinness.
Exactly.
Just saying. Let's see. Kirk said Trump was the only candidate who could fill the role, quote, and the only, I mean, you got Jeb Bush, you had Marco Rubio, and who was the only person that could potentially play the charismatic game as talented as Barack Obama? Donald Trump. No, what he did was he appealed to the worst common denominator of a pretty big political movement and gave them permission to unleash their worst selves.
Well, he was a charismatic, quote unquote, in his own way, reality show TV star. So everybody knew who he was and they thought he was awesome. Even though, you know, you look at his actual record, he's nothing when it comes to being a businessman. And then he hired people to help him speak to the lowest common denominator so that he could get them on his side. Like his whole thing about building the wall, they pushed that on him until he finally brought it up until he finally said it in a rally, and it got such a big cheer that became his whole thing in every rally, was to make sure he talked about the wall. Even though when he first started, he could give a shit about the wall. Yeah. It's like, how do you appeal to the dumb fucks in the Republican Party? And that's what they went for. You know, Bannon, Steve Bannon, and those other guys that were Ethan Millard and all those that were running his thing. They were like, yeah, here's how we do it. Yeah.
So House Republicans are moving toward impeaching Joe Biden for absolutely no wrongdoing, which is exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene has wanted all along.
Yes.
She got pissed this week. Today, this last week, the target of her ire was a representative alleged teenage girl, sex trafficker. Let's not forget that. So you got Boebert and Gates, they're vapey and rapey. You know, and then I guess with Marjorie Taylor Greene, we could call her Stump. Anyway, she's mad at Matt Gaetz, who was doing a victory lap, claiming that his recent threats against Kevin McCarthy's speakership was what made it work. He tweeted out, "When Speaker McCarthy makes his announcement in moments, remember that as I pushed him for weeks, Brian Kilmeade said I was speaking into the wind on impeachment. Turns out the wind may be listening." To which Representative Stump said...
Of Georgia.
Correction, yes. My friend. I introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for his corrupt business dealings in Ukraine and China while he was vice president on his very first day in office. You wouldn't co-sponsor those, and I had to drag you kicking and screaming to get you to co-sponsor my articles on the border. Yeah. So she's upset. She's fighting with Boebert. Now she's fighting with Gates. They're fighting with each other. It's like the worst thruple ever. And meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz have got to be looking at Lauren Boebert, forcing this guy to touch her boobs at the theater and going, did we have an open relationship? I didn't know we had an open relationship.
Did we give her permission to stray? I don't remember if we did. Yeah.
I just did it as long as I could, and now I'm just all freaked out.
This is the bad reality show family here.
That would be, if you walked into a room with that mess, you know, you wouldn't care how much the furniture cost. You would hose that shit down. Well, you'd be just standing there in tears.
I would know if I was hitting the furniture because I would have gouged my fucking eyes out after seeing it.
Why are you watering the wall? I thought it was the couch. I plucked my eyes out. It burned into my memory like a CRT monitor left too long on AOL. Oh, God. Ugh. I wonder if she bones like she does pull-ups.
Oh, yeah.
How did she do pull-ups?
Aggressively and with absolutely no care for the equipment. Let me just tell you that right away.
Oh, God. She probably does. Oof. Yep.
Oh, it's just, you know, I don't... they're just such gross people.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Such gross people. You know? And whoever it was that carved Matt Gaetz out of clay... Seriously. I mean, I get it. You were trying to mix jokers. And what you came out with was infinitely, infinitely worse and more dangerous.
Yes.
Especially to teenage girls.
Then there's this guy.
Alex Jones spent over $93,000 just in July.
Wow.
The Sandy Hook families who sued him and won have yet to see a dime.
Mm-hmm.
As Alex Jones continues telling his InfoWars audience about his money problems, and pleads with them to buy his products.
It's ridiculous.
His own documents show he's doing okay. Net worth's around $14 million. Personal spending topped $93,000 in July alone, including thousands of dollars on meals and entertainment. Mm-hmm. Conspiracy theorist and his lawyers file monthly financial reports in his personal bankruptcy case, and the latest one struck a nerve with the families of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. They're still seeking the $1.5 billion they won last year in lawsuits against Jones and his media company for repeatedly calling the 2012 massacre a hoax. Quote, Christopher Matty, Connecticut lawyer for the family, saying it's disturbing that Alex Jones continues to spend money on excessive household expenditures and his extravagant lifestyle when that money rightfully belongs to the families he spent years tormenting. The families are increasingly concerned and will continue to contest these matters in court. Payoff. Dumbass.
Where the hell is he eating? He's like, I really like to eat.
And then, since we brought him up, we might as well touch base on him. Mitt Romney said some shit I agree with, and I felt uncomfortable pretty much the whole week. You ever get up in the morning and you don't have time for your morning poop? And then you drink a bunch of liquid and you feel wrong? That's how I feel about Mitt Romney saying shit that I agree with.
Yeah.
But he basically was like, I'm 76 years old. If I run again and win, I will end up in my 80s in the Senate. And the truth is that it is time for a younger generation to come in and get shit done. And I'm over here going, shut up! Shut your whore mouth with all those things I've said before! Oh, you odious haircut! He's got a garage elevator for his cars. This guy, he's a bad dude. He destroyed tens of thousands of families building his fortune when he worked for Bain Capital. He's a fucking vulture, piece of shit human being. And the fact that we mourn his loss to the Senate speaks volumes on the fucking lunacy that exists there now.
Exactly.
When Mitt Romney, that dirtbag piece of shit that I have stories on over the 12 years of this fucking show, and I'm not going to tell any right now because we're coming up on the break, but I know Mitt Romney, and he's got famous for not taking bribes when nobody offered him a bribe. Hey, I didn't take a bribe. Neither did I, asshole.
To have Saint Mitt as the one good Republican... I mean, it was like when John McCain was the one good Republican. I'm like, wow, this is ridiculous how far this party has fallen. And it's only gotten worse since McCain left and died. It's only gotten worse. Yeah.
Well,
of course, McConnell's been in the whole fucking time. So, yeah.
Mitt Romney knows how to behave in a theater because I took him to his seat for Broadway, and he was very polite. And I was polite. I didn't say anything mean to him. I didn't make any comments. I was very professional.
Hey, how did your kids enjoy their time in the military? Oh. They went like you did. Not at all. Yeah. My children served their country by going on a mission to foreign countries. Shut up, Mitt! Shut your pie hole! Your dad was twice the man you'll ever be. And let's be honest, he was kind of an asshole, too.
But like I said, I'm with you. It speaks volumes that this is the guy that we're looking at going, wow, it's going to be sad to see him go. Wait, what the fuck am I saying?
Yep. All right. Let's take a break. Let's take a little break. We get back on the other side. The C block. Which is so random, it didn't get a name this week. Sorry about that. I usually like my clever little names, and I hope that you enjoyed them. And this week, I came up with nothing, because it was late, and I was taken to a town I don't like.
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was. We'll be right back.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Sheldon Mennery. Jonathan Majors breaks up a teen girl fight.
It's the most staged thing I've ever seen.
Ashton Kutcher resigned from a nonprofit.
I don't know, that was pretty staged.
Drew Barrymore crossed the WGA picket lines. In moving pictures, Chris Evans got married.
He's still my heart.
Lando will be a movie instead of a series.
At least it's not a cartoon.
Warner Brothers Discovery said us deadbeats have been on a free ride for too long.
Did you guys see The Flash?
In comics, Vault shared some huge order numbers. Louise Simonson and June Brigman are reuniting for a Power Pack special. Chris Claremont will write a Wolverine miniseries. We review Star Trek Picard's Academy, Danger Street Number 9, Werewolf by Night, Avengers Incorporated, Batman Gargoyle of Gotham, and Alligator Loki. All that and Fables is now public domain. Face Front, True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Maybe Ashton Kutcher and Drew Barrymore ought to start a podcast. Yeah, that's all I got. So once upon a time, before we were soulmates, Tiffany worked for me, and we were picking up an espresso machine.
No, we were not doing anything. Hang on. You said hang on.
I will get to how I inconvenienced you. We, as a collective group, were getting an espresso machine. I asked Tiffany if she could drive up and grab it. She said sure. I handed her the address, told her that she needed to go to Layton to pick it up. And into her van with children, she got in and made it to Layton, and I guess looked at the address and went, this is Logan, another hour, 45 minutes away.
North right. Logan, yeah.
Yeah, in Logan. And like a champ, she continued the journey in a van full of kids in the middle of fucking summer and got up to Logan. Something happened that I won't talk about without permission.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the best part of the story.
You tell that part of the story.
I don't want it.
Can I do it?
Yeah,
you want me to tell?
Yeah.
Anyway, some dude catcalls her in the parking lot, and she turns around, and it's her dad.
No shit. He was sitting in the car next to me. It was so bizarre. And I hadn't seen him for years, so... It's not like we hadn't seen each other recently. Yeah, he did. And I was like, oh, my God. I died.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. Yep. He gets Logan and Layton confused.
Not anymore. I did that once.
You just drive up to Layton for me. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm up there all the time. No problem at all. That's not Layton. That's Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Not
and I
the
said,
same.
Oh, are they near each other?
No.
Because look, when I grew up in this state, my dad and I had our eyes faced southward the whole time. That's where most of Dad's big clients were.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time in the national parks. Southern Utah is where I am happy when I'm in this state. Anything north of fucking Salt Lake City, I don't much care for. Except for the one time I went to Logan. And spent time with some like-minded Loganites and drove around the town a little bit and was just like, I like it. It's cute.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a cute place.
And for Utah, it's affordable. It's one of the last affordable places with both running water and electric light in most houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about sewage system or not. We had a chance to move out to Tooele last year and I just let that go because I know that's never going to fly.
No. Would not be okay. You'd have to take me kicking and screaming.
Yep. But I'd take you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out to Tool.
Ugh.
Out to be a tool
terrible.
And tool.
Yep. So, speaking of InfoWars, Owen Schroyer, a host on the InfoWars channel, got 2 months in prison for the Capitol insurrection case.
2 whole months, huh?
Yeah. 2 months behind bars for joining the mob's riot at the Capitol. which prosecutors said he, quote, helped create, end quote, by spewing violent rhetoric and spreading baseless claims of election fraud to hundreds of thousands of viewers. Schroyer hosts a daily show called The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Yeah, you're not compensating at all, sport.
No.
For InfoWars. Prosecutors said Schroyer used his online platform and later a megaphone outside the Capitol itself to amplify lies that Democrats stole the 2020 election. He didn't go in, but he did lead the march to the building. And much like Charles Manson, when you facilitate, dumbass, you still have to pay the consequences.
Yes. Duh.
Yeah. Just saying. So good, good, good riddance, sport. We'll see you later. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Hunter Biden's son, or Joe Biden's son, Hunter. What's that dumb headline? I don't like that at all. got smacked with a gun charge. As Yahoo News and Reuters would like us to know, it's the first time for a U.S. president's kid for that to happen. So, yeah, it's the first ever indictment of a sitting president's child filed in U.S. District Court in Delaware. Charged Hunter Biden with three criminal counts related to lying about the fact that he was using illegal drugs at the time, which would have banned him under federal law from owning a firearm. Okay, actually, that's probably a state law.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like I said, we know that Boebert owns guns. And
yeah.
Nobody... No matter how much you smoke, you know, starts puffing away in a theater for nicotine.
No.
There's no way that is not a cannabis pen, considering, first and foremost, it's fucking Colorado. You know? Mm-hmm. Pretty easy to score some ganj, like the kids say.
Do they?
Yes, the ganj.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The cabbage.
They say that still?
The green machine.
The I might have said that lettuce. When I was a kid. I don't know about the rest of the world.
The devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce.
Yep. Mm. Lucifer's coleslaw. No?
I like it.
Not that one. God's benevolent gift. How about that one? Anybody?
Know, no? There are a couple of president's kids I'd like to investigate for corruption and fraud.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess?
Yeah, please do.
What kind of indoctrination and grooming is that Jenna Bush doing? That's what I'd like to know. With her teaching at a public school.
Yeah, not Jenna Bush. No. Oh.
The other one?
No.
Sophia?
Yeah. Nope, not Sophia Bush. No. Nope, I'm thinking of Ivanka Trump. Or Ivana Trump, or whatever her fucking name was, and her husband, Mr. Kushner.
Yep. $2 billion. $2 billion.
$2 billion
plus
the day that Trump left office. And they made over $2 million we know of on private deals while serving in the White House, using their father's influence to make those deals happen.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Their father's influence as president, not as a businessman.
The number was almost 600 million.
Yeah.
Not 2 million.
Oh, it's 600 million.
Because
while they're in office.
Yeah, while her dad was president, mm-hmm. China fast-tracked several patents for Ivanka Trump, or Ivana Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed her to make a shit ton of money as well.
They wanted to set up a Trump hotel in Argentina. They offered federal aid to Argentina. And then when they couldn't get the Trump copyright or Trump trademark, expedited in Argentina, they withdrew the aid. So to make Argentina fast track the trademark, I mean, like, and then that made them millions by having a Trump hotel there. All of that is, you know, that I'm like, why aren't we investigating that? Well, oh, that's right, because he's your guy and Biden is our guy. That's why.
I got an idea.
What is it?
Stop Hunter Biden Act.
Yes.
Put in every piece of anti-gun legislation that you want in there. Put in drug and alcohol rehab programs.
There you go.
Funding for that sort of thing, for drug courts all over the place, etc. Dump all that into the Stop Hunter Biden bill, and then let those fucking Republican fuckers vote against it.
Yeah.
Oh, you voted for Hunter Biden, did you?
That's a great idea.
Look at you. Oh.
You want Hunter Biden to go, not stop, huh? I see.
But much like the Democrats who were like, hey, don't worry about Roe versus Wade. We don't need to codify it in the lame duck session. It'll be fine. All of these schmarmy dipshits taking money from billionaires promised us it, you know, was jurisprudence. Okay, Democrats, since I know you're not going to take me up on my great idea, how about this time you just concede that you fucking suck, you spineless, whiny creatures? You got a chance. You got a chance for that Blue Skies Act nonsense, that clean water initiative that the Republicans pulled out in the early 2000s, which basically just let polluters off the hook.
Yep.
You know?
Go for it.
Yeah, that's it. You just keep being optimistic. And there is no evidence since 1980 that has a point.
Mm-hmm.
It has none. It has none at all. Now, here's the thing. Hunter Biden broke the law. Fine. Take the fucker to court. Do your work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he has to go and share a cell with Ron Blagojevich or William Jefferson, okay. He broke the law. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm not in a cult, so I'm not trying to protect the cult's kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Lock up the cult's kid.
Yeah.
As well as the cult itself, you know. But that's a different story. But yeah, no, if you're investigating Hunter Biden for all this shit, then I think that Ivana Trump should be investigated as well.
Yep.
That's all.
Yep.
Fair is fair.
Yeah.
Ivanka was the mom. Mm-mm.
Ivanka is the daughter.
Are you sure?
Is the daughter?
Okay. Hmm. It's, I mean, most of me doesn't give a shit, but I do like to be accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, goody. The upstairs. Okay. Yeah, it's Ivanka is the daughter.
Ivanka is the daughter.
Ivana is the one buried on the golf course.
With all the top secret documents in her coffin.
That's my guess. Because all I know, have you seen the pictures of her grave right now?
Wait, she died?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Ivana?
Yeah, when
she died and they buried her at the New Jersey Trump golf course. Just off the first tee box.
What?
Yeah.
When did she die?
What? Earlier this year?
Last year.
Oh,
yeah,
so
last year.
Yeah, it was recent. It was like recently.
It was quite recently.
Whoa.
But yeah, the pictures now, it's totally overgrown. Nobody's taking care of it. They're not even fucking mowing it.
Wow.
She's just there. So I got neighbors hanging shit upstairs. This is awesome. Fantastic.
They're doing something.
They are. So if you hear knocking, there's no one at the door. Also knocking at the door, workers strike at all three Detroit automakers. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, who's actually owned by a company called Stellantis.
Mm-hmm.
But striking simultaneously at all three of the big U.S. automakers. United Auto Workers Union is trying to inflict a new kind of pain on the companies and claw back some pay and benefits. Why are they doing this? And this is very important for you to understand. So I want you to listen carefully for when you're explaining this to your dumb Republican uncle. Back in 2007, 2008, when the economy fucking collapsed and the government had to come in and rescue the automakers,
mm-hmm.
union workers agreed to temporarily cut pay and benefits to help push money into keeping the big three car companies afloat. Now, flash forward, you know, 15 years or so, and the car companies are making record profits. They've never made this much money before, but they're trying to keep that Recovery Act level the same by no raises. In addition, when the union guys walked off, the big three car makers in Detroit, they're laid off almost all of the non-union workers, 600 or so of them, which, hey, had that not paying your dues work out for you, you don't get access to the striking union members fund, dummy. Idiots. Yeah. So it's three plants, a GM factory in Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, and a Jeep plant run by Stellantis in Toledo, Ohio. Omeo, Omayo, Toledo, Ohio. Yep. And then President Joe popped up and was like, yeah, it was a good idea. Basically, actually, his exact quote was, no one wants to strike, but I respect workers' rights to use their options under collective bargaining system, and I understand the workers' frustration. So, way to go, UAW. I'm proud of you. I'm in solidarity.
Mm-hmm. Part of that has to probably do with the fact that I can't afford a new car, so this affects me not at all.
Yeah.
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 Yep. I'm going to do a sound clip next, which, again, in the break between shows, I still didn't hook up that cable I needed to. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right.
But I'm going to play this. Little sex trafficker, alleged sex trafficker, Matt Gaetz, got on the floor of the house the other day. We've talked about this just a little. And he had some things to say to Kevin McCarthy that apparently Kevin McCarthy did not want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So let me make sure the volume's up. Let's listen to this.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes as you promised. There has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and, you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time.
Wow. Somebody doesn't like Kevin McCarthy.
No, he doesn't.
And it seems like he doesn't like him with the same intensity I don't like him, but for vastly different reasons.
He doesn't like
Kevin McCarthy because Kevin McCarthy is too fucking spineless to go out and punch the pores on his own. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy, to the best of my knowledge, has never trafficked a minor across state lines. Of course Matt Gaetz doesn't like him. He's not a skis in the same flavor. I mean, Kevin McCarthy's definitely a fucking skis.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. He's a lion sack of dog shit. Regardless, they've threatened McCarthy. The next day, because you know, you can paint this picture. Matt Gaetz gets up and gives his stupid speech. Matt Gaetz goes and talks to the press and keeps repeating parts of this speech. Kevin McCarthy listens to it live and in person, goes home, cries to himself over a microwaved dinner of Swanson, let's call it Salisbury steak. Because for some reason that's sad. And he's eating his frozen microwaved Salisbury steak and tears are flavoring the weird wannabe mystery meat with salty, salty sadness, which I have to admit would probably improve the flavor.
He gets
in the shower. He cries as he tries to clean the dirt off himself from just even having to hear the voice of Matt Gaetz is dramatic enough. He feels he needs to shower the filth off. He's sitting on the floor of the shower, and he's just like, I said the mean things to Kevin. And then he tries to go to sleep, and he can't go to sleep, and he tosses and turns, and he replays it over and over, and he gets up the next day, and he gets ready for work, and he can't quit crying, and he heads off into the Capitol, and he does that, and there's a big meeting with all the Republicans, and right before he walks in the door, he's like, got it! Kicks the door open and says to Matt Gaetz, if you want to start the process, fucking start the process.
Yep.
And everybody went, well, that really would have been a great line yesterday, Kevin.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought of a good one. I did. I thought of a good one. Hey, Matt Gaetz, why don't you pull a rabbit out of my hat?
That's that episode of Seinfeld where George gets insulted and then later on he realizes, oh, I should have said the jerk store called. They're out of you. So he gets on a plane to fly halfway across the country to find this guy to tell him that. And then the guy insults him even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Kevin. You Costanza'd it.
It's nutty. Nutty. And none of them can see how fucking nuts they are. All right, guys, we're at the end. Here's the deal. Every week that we record, we do some special content. We post that over at patreon.com, patreon.com. You're going to put a slash there, and then you're going to put Defend Media, D-E-F-E-N Media, patreon.com/defendmedia. That's where we go every week that we record to drop special content for you to listen to for your edification. From what I understand from emails that I've sent, you can even set up an RSS feed with the super secret link to listen to these in your podcast feeders, eaters, readers, each and every week that we put one up. So we're going to go do that. I got some good stuff this week, too. It's weird and it's heavy. It's not the usual kind of playful fun that we have, but I will tell you that the final story, it's a doozy.
A doozy, you say?
Yeah. So do me a favor. I want you to keep an eye out for that. Join us over on Patreon. That's where we pay for these shows. We're also dropping a new show this week. I Told You So. It's sort of an odd relationship show.
Yes, very odd.
Very odd. That should be dropping on Thursday. I'm going to dump the first 10 episodes into the Left Show feed before I spike it off with content over on its own thing. So you'll just be able to listen to that on your same feed. I think that you'll enjoy it. I think that it will be fun to listen to. And then I've got another one that is still in the super secret mode that we're doing, and we're going to kick out in a couple of weeks. Isn't that exciting?
I'm so excited.
So, exciting. So that's it. So look for that Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when I have time to do the edit. With that said, JC, Tiffany, thank you so much for recording with me today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.